This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. It is 90 degrees out.
We're having a heat wave.
We are having a heat wave.
Hey, saw you Friday night down at Art Walk.
Oh my gosh.
And it kind of leads us into our kind of topic du jour, which is community.
Uh-huh.
And boy, first of all, let's start with what the community is doing right now with the Lancaster Festival.
This festival is amazing. I know people realize that, but wow, when you're a part of it, the Art Walk, you know, you were there, we were there at Fairfield Federal. They're always so gracious to allow us to have a booth there. And the people that come by, those lines were nonstop. This community really shows up for the festival.
Yeah, the Art Walk, and again, there's no real way to get an exact count because people come from all directions. But we were at the radio tent busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, you know, you see people, you're like, oh, I know that. And it's like, they're gone. They're like everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So
everybody keeps moving because there's so many good things to see that night. The music was great. The weather was great.
Well, the weather helped. Yeah, definitely.
The weather helped.
And that lobster truck downtown.
Holy cow. they need two of those lobster trucks.
I couldn't believe the line for the lobster truck,
uh-huh.
You know, which we did a play-by-play on it the whole night.
Did you?
Yeah, and again, I love these events because they're all hands-on-deck affairs.
Right.
And same with Fairhope Hospice. I saw Dawn, I saw Rick, you know, I saw, you know, a lot of your team members out doing their thing.
Right. So it's just like, you know, think about how many volunteers. I don't even know. It'd be interesting to ask Deb Connell how many volunteers they have for the festival.
Oh, it's hundreds.
And you think about that whole process and the whole festival could not work without volunteers. And then it makes me think about our volunteers, and we kind of take them for granted. We show up at the festival, we know what's going to happen. You know, same thing at Fairhope. We have to remember what it takes and from this community to make things work.
I know somebody that doesn't take them for granted at all, and that's Twyla Summers.
Absolutely.
Because she's recruiting, training, and getting those volunteers into your mm-hmm. workflow. You know, and simultaneous to all of this, of course, last week, the Perry County Fair. And I saw Laura Kennedy there.
Mm-hmm.
The booth looked beautiful.
Yes, it did.
So, you know, multiple fronts. So many things happening across, you know, our communities, you mm-hmm. know, here that you serve.
It's interesting because the greater population that we serve in the seven counties that we serve, it's important for us to be a part of all of their communities. Hocking, Perry, Licking, all those areas that we serve, we have to have our face there and a presence.
And it's not surprising, and it shouldn't be news to anybody, but you know what you're doing is neighbors, you know, our neighbors helping our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that you've mentioned, volunteers and your staff, they're your next door neighbor. They're living in these communities, they're taking care of their neighbors.
Absolutely.
So I will come back here in a few minutes. We'll talk more about volunteers and everything going on over the summer. You guys, you're going to catch a breath this summer at all?
No, I love it. I'm just going to keep rolling. Boy, let me tell you what. Tuesday night, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Rock the Pops
mm-hmm.
with the orchestra. It was a great night. The music was incredible. It's mesmerizing just to watch. And the stands, mm-hmm. the area was full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Kristen, you know, this week is a great example of life. And I mentioned Monday night.
Yes.
Storm rolled in, and of course the festival, Byron Stripling, they had to evacuate after one song because the storms rolled in.
Right.
You have to roll with the changes. This is a kind of a metaphor for life, isn't it? One day is beautiful and everything's rolling along, you're at Art Walk and everything's great, and then a day or two later, you're evacuating because the storm is rolling in. Think about life that way. And that's what when you look at what you do, it's always at the time when the storm is blowing at its worst.
Absolutely right.
Metaphorically.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And so you have to think about how do you handle that storm?
Yeah.
It's difficult, it's destructive, but what do you do with it? And so when we were there Tuesday night, Deb Connell said, I want to thank all the volunteers because Monday night, after Monday night's storm, there was so much damage and so many things they needed to do. And you know what? Us sitting there Tuesday night, we didn't know any of that happened,
right.
But boy, did those volunteers and community step up, and they took care of that. And that's really what, you know, I mean, Fairhope wants to come in through your storm and help take care of things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, exactly. That's a great way to look at what you do in terms of, you know, when somebody makes that call, it's not a happy day for them.
No.
You know, they're not going, oh boy, I get to call Fairhope. Let's be very clear. You're there to provide, you know, some much needed relief and help and guidance and obviously caring for a loved one in that situation. It's going to be, they're in their storm and you're there to calm, not calm the storm, but calm the nerves.
Right. You know, we always say you can make one phone call, and I believe and I've heard that that first phone call is the hardest to make. So when you make that call, we are your team. We are your storm control team. We're going to step in. We're going to guide you. We're going to lead you. That's what we do.
Yeah. Once you make that one call, and you know, then you deploy the storm team.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, is that something. I mean, as somebody who's watched this now for a while and what you do, it is simply, I mean, the compassion, the care, it's, as an observer, it makes me emotional to think about of what you do.
Thank you for sharing that. And every piece of our team is important. I will tell you that our intake team, when they get that call, they come to us and they say, Kristen, this family called, they need this. We need to get this done. And from there, they tell the nurses that, and then the social workers. And from there, as soon as that call is made, you can see the passion for them to take care of our community.
And this is happening every day with Fairhope.
But it
can never become an everyday thing, if you know what I mean.
It's not, because every situation is different, and our staff are compassionate for all different types of situation, and I love that about my team.
All right. Coming back here in just a few minutes with Kristen Glazier. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077. If you're still in long-distance land, 800-994-7077 and fairhopehospice.org. Great resources right there.
Thanks.
You got anybody playing football still?
No, I don't. But I'll tell you, we're 3 short weeks away from sending my oldest off to college.
I know.
So this is going to be a big month for me.
It's a little emotional.
A little emotional.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, work through it.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
It's exciting, but you'll get that little knot in your stomach for a while, too.
I know.
Anyway, we're talking with Kristen Glazier. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. I want to talk about the giving side of things. You know, we've talked about what you do, and you can't do that without, I said, number one, volunteers and a great staff. But you also need some funding from the community.
We do.
You need donations.
As we're talking about volunteers and how important they are, not only for the festival, and a lot of agencies in town, and for Fairhope as well. But, you know, if you're not able to get out and volunteer, think about a donation. Think about giving back that way. And, a small amount, any amount is really important to us, because that all the money that we receive goes right back into taking care of our patients, your families, your community. We don't want no one will ever be turned away because of their inability to pay. But those donations are crucial just to help us, you know, work through and to provide what we need.
Let's talk about those needs a little bit, because, you know, there's, you know, one of the things that people might think is, well, doesn't Medicare fund what you do? There's so much that you do that is not funded.
Right.
That the dollars come from our community.
And you think about it this way. Yes, we are, Medicare reimburses us, commercial insurances reimburse us. But you think about, just like anything else, you guys, when we go to the doctor, you may have a copay, you may have, you know, extra expense there. It's the same way. Medicare reimburses us an amount. And from that amount, we take care of all the patient's need. And that means all of the visits, the doctor's input, the medications, the equipment, all of our personnel that come out.
Having the Pickering House and the Anita M. Turner Center in our community is a unique thing to Fairhope Hospice. You know, it's something that you have that a lot of organizations don't have. And that right there, those supports are something that need supporting.
Right. Most hospices do not have an inpatient unit, and especially not like we have at the Pickering House. And the Anita M. Turner Center for Grief Support, no charge ever for grief, ever. Whether you are on hospice services, whether you're in the community, at a school, no charge.
I know. And that's something, as you said, that is unique to what we have right here in this community, and that is worth supporting.
Absolutely.
Before we get out of here, and again, let's give, who do they contact, or how do they contact if they want to make a gift?
All you need to do is, you can go to our website, fairhopehospice.org. Mm-hmm. You can make a phone call, 740-654-7077. Tell them that you'd like to make a donation. Stop at the front desk and ask for me.
Okay. That's easy enough right there.
Yes.
The other thing is, if somebody wants to do a fundraiser, you know, they're going to do something and want to donate as a fundraiser, they could do that as well.
Mm-hmm. We have so many small groups and larger groups that support us. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Before we get out of here, Ice Cream Social coming up.
August 4th. Come out and have some ice cream. You're going to need it.
And that way, if you've never seen the Pickering House, you can do that at that time.
Right. I'll be there. Come in. We'll give you a great tour and just relax and have some ice cream with us.
Kristen will be your tour guide. It'll be great.
I will.
All right. We are out of time, but thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mark.